Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the June 11th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll, Carla?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Good morning, everyone. We need to start this morning with tragedy and remembrance. A wonderful young man named Emilio Hoffman lost his life yesterday at a school shooting. And we lose young people to gunfire in our city way too often. But the impact on all of us of a place of safety becoming a place of tragedy is, I think, especially hard. And we need to talk more about whys and what else's. But first, we need to take a moment in respect for his family and in the loss of this young man and all his possibilities, and take a moment of silence, please, for Emilio Hoffman. Thank you. This council and this community will soon begin work on our legislative agenda for the next session of the Oregon Legislature. It is, I think, worth noting that this young man died on the same day that the state of Washington implemented a new law that says that someone under a restraining order needs to return their guns. A common sense change in policy. We ought to be talking about a lot of such common sense changes in policies for our state. This was not God's will. This was not a natural disaster. This is the consequence of laws that are out of balance. And we will have, once again, in this state, the opportunity in January of 2015 to get them into balance. And I look forward to doing that work with a council that believes in those principles and believes in the need for that change, and with a community that's impatient for us to get it right. Thank you all. Let's move on to more happy news about good things in our community. And we are here today with a number of celebrations and occasions. And I'm happy to start with the first of those with this proclamation, because it's Pride Week. Whereas the city of Portland has been the site of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer pride celebrations since 1970, and whereas the city of Portland is committed to diversity, social justice, equality, and mutual respect as fundamental aspects of a healthy community, and whereas Portland's LGBTQ community contributes significantly to our city's economic, artistic, political, and social well-being, and whereas the long and ongoing struggle of transgender, genderqueer, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and other sexual minorities for basic civil and human rights continues to provide inspiration to all those who work against discrimination and oppression, and whereas Portland is home to three annual Pride celebrations, Pride Northwest, June 14th through 15th, Black Pride, June 18th through 22nd, and Latino Gay Pride, July 25th through 27th, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 2014 to be Portland Pride Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. Let's hear it for Pride Month. Thank you all. And Commissioner Fish, I think you have a related item to talk about this morning as well.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to invite Debbie Castleton and Deborah Porter to come forward if they're here.
All right. Good morning.
Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Mayor, last night we had a kickoff of the Pride Northwest Festival in the downstairs of City Hall. And a number of honored guests, including a proclamation from the governor. And there was a special recognition during that event, which we're going to do a reprise of this morning. Deborah Porter is here from Pride Northwest. Debbie Castleton is, as we know Debbie as a long-term, valued, stellar employee of the Bureau of Environmental Services and someone who has really mastered the art of public engagement and public involvement through very difficult projects that BES does. Well, Debbie is also a leader in DEEP, which is a group of diverse and empowered employees of the city of Portland that is in the forefront of the struggle for equality for all. Debbie is also a proud foot soldier in the struggle for equality more broadly in our community and has been very active in social justice causes. But most importantly for this morning, Debbie was singled out by Pride Northwest with the Spirit of Pride Award this year. And so she brings great pride to the city and to her community, and we are here today to recognize and thank her. Debbie, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to ask Debbie to say a few words, and then Deborah.
I just want to thank you. I am very proud to work for the city and for what I do. And I've known you for a long time and appreciate the work that you've done with, you know, working with Barney Frank and the support you've had for the community and all of you for marching in Pride every year is very much appreciated to the community to have that kind of support. But thank you so much. I'm very honored. I recently won an award for my public involvement work, and my mom was like, oh, that's great. And then when I told her about the Spirit of Pride Award, she was like, that's so awesome. So I know where I stand in the what she understands and what she's proud of, and that makes me feel great. So thank you so much.
We're so proud.
And I want to say happy birthday to my daughter because it's her 23rd birthday today. So
Debbie, we're so proud of your public service. And Mayor, one recent innovation that Debbie has brought to the Bureau of Environmental Services is when we do major capital projects, we do a newsletter and distribute it to businesses and residences with periodic updates on what's happening. And in the last year, we've changed the format, so these documents now begin with a memo from Debbie on the front page with her email address and cell phone number, which I'm sure she now regrets giving out. But that means a human face is interacting with people during these projects, and it's actually changed our relationship to the people that are being impacted by these things.
Luckily, I'm not the only one they call because we have several team members. We have, you know, 7 people that work on that team that get lots of calls.
Well, we just to be safe, we left Commissioner Saltzman's phone number, cell phone as well.
Right. We kept him on the letterhead just in case. Yeah.
And Deborah, welcome. Would you like to say a few words about Pride this year?
Thanks, Commissioner Fish, Council. I'm really proud to be here with Debbie. She exemplifies our intent with the Spirit of Pride Award, designed to honor folks who do the work every day of the year, working to increase not just the diversity of our community, but the respect of our community and the inclusion and visibility. And a lot of times under adverse circumstances and without a lot of support periodically, as we've run into in the past. So I have to say that I'm really excited to see this council honoring her and recognizing her and the work that she's doing, because I think that's an important statement to make. And so I want to say thank you for that. And it's Pride time.
It's time to celebrate.
Time to celebrate, that's right.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Deborah, could you just tell us what about the festival and how people can get involved, what the logistics are for this weekend? Not all of them.
The Portland Pride Waterfront Festival and Parade is June 14th, 15th, this coming weekend. Festival is 12 to 6. On both days at the waterfront. The parade kicks off at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. I think it's probably the largest that we've ever had. We've had to cut off registration. We're starting to worry about, are we going to have to cross the freeway? What are we looking at? So it's pretty big. There's a lot of energy, a lot of progress in our community this year, and that just, you can feel that. The weather's in our favor, which is always nice. And it's just, there's just lots happening. Thanks.
Great. Well, we would love to take a photo with the two of you and an award this award that you're receiving.
Paparazzi follows her.
Yeah, right. Usually it's the
tragedy. No privacy.
And I think we have